River Country, Keith speaking.
Oh, man. and here I thought I was a smart person.
James, you are a smart person, but you're also crazy. You're a lot like, well, you're a lot like I am. You're smart, but you're crazy.
I also have more hair.
That's just the thing of me having to buzz my hair all the time, so.
Oh, hey, you know what? Good on Tampa Bay. I mean, they and Dallas didn't quit.
Dallas did not quit. I'm very happy for Steve Stamkos. He was injured, but he was a good inspiration. He had, I believe, that almost miracle five shifts in game three. I think it was. Yep. Yeah. And scored a goal. Yep. Scored a goal and is getting his name on the Stanley Cup. So.
Yeah. It's a heck of a thing. And so now we just have to figure out when the next season starts, and we go from there.
It is. It's business to take care of. I'm not going to talk about the pool because, unfortunately, I think for me, that would be rubbing it into you a little bit. But,
oh, you kicked my butt.
Well, the reason...
Didn't you pick Tampa in six?
The reason I kind of took over was because in the semifinals, I picked Tampa in six. And in the finals, I picked Tampa in six. I got them both right. There's 6 points in the pool right there. So, yeah, the overall score, three for getting them both right. 1 point for the correct team, 1 point for the correct number of games. Keith, 28. James, 24.
That's close. I mean, given the way you have it all, if I'd gotten the last series right, I would have won.
You know what? It very easily could have gone seven, and it very easily could have gone into overtime in game seven, which is what you picked for Dallas to win, but yeah. It didn't happen, unfortunately.
Well, and that, I want to see overtime in game seven for the Stanley Cup. I absolutely want to see that.
Yeah, it's been at least two generations since it's happened, so.
1954.
Yep, that's right.
And then before that, it was 1950.
Yeah.
So they did it twice, and then they thought, no, we're good.
Yep, we're good. Yeah.
And I think it happened once before the NHL took control, like sole control, of the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
I believe it took place as well. That I'd have to go into hockey database to find out. But you know what? Congratulations. You picked the teams. You got the winner.
Now we get into local hockey, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Red Wings here in town are going to be starting up, oh boy, pretty quick. I'll have to find out when they need me there and what the rules are going to be. And I'm looking forward to helping the Red Wings out with the announcing and stuff as I did last year and as I did for years with the Regals. But I'm not real keen on being jammed into a penalty box with a bunch of other people, so...
I know what it's like, James. I've been in that penalty box before at the Sports Palace, and it is a little cramped. I will say they have gotten a lot of renovations done since I was there. I mean, I used to lean over the glass standing in the penalty box with the glass only coming up to my belly button, so...
They made the glass higher last year. That was actually a request that I personally made of the town because the year before, it was, I've done it for years. I've been in the penalty box.
Yeah.
But the year before was the first time, the first season that I was scared of getting hit by a puck.
Yeah, it was crazy, and I will admit, on a minor hockey league game a couple of years ago, actually it was a number of years ago, to be honest with you, the puck hit that small piece of glass that was at the home penalty box, and I was announcing at the time. I was on the mic, and I just look back upon that, and I say all I could say is another 2 inches higher, and I would have gotten it right in the beak.
Well, then we wouldn't notice.
It would certainly damage the looks, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Anyways, all right, well, congratulations. We'll figure out what's happening with local hockey, and we'll stay in touch and we'll take it from there.
You bet. James, I appreciate it. Thanks very much for taking part, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Hopper.
You bet. Take care.